On this day, 9th April, 1921. Act of Cowards. Mr. A.C. Leitch, coroner. Omagh held an inquest on Thursday in Dromore on the bodies of three young men, Daniel O'Doherty, Charles Slevin and John Devine, who were taken from their homes the previous night and shot. Mr. A.E. Donnelly and Mr. John O'Hanrahan, solicitors, Omagh, appeared for the relatives, and D.I. Gilhooly represented the Crown. After the jury had viewed the bodies, which presented a horrible sight, the coroner said he was told that a party of armed men hauled them from their homes and shot them on the street. The idea of armed men entering a house and dragging defenceless men out to the street to shoot them was horrifying. It was only the act of cowards. In the case of Daniel O'Doherty, Mrs. Sarah Breen, his sister gave evidence of identification and said that the deceased was unmarried and about 24 years of age. She last saw her brother alive the previous night, and that morning she saw his dead body lying on the road a short distance from the village. Bernard Campbell, watchmaker and jeweller, Omagh identified the body of Charles S. Levin, 24, his brother-in-law. James McCanny, civil bill officer, identified the body of John Devine as his brother-in-law, who was about 42. On Thursday evening, the majority of the Catholic residents of Dromore went to the surrounding towns and district to reside with friends. A large body of specials were drafted in, Nationalist Electoral Pact. An agreement has been ratified between the Nationalist and Republican parties in connection with the forthcoming election contest in the 6 northeast Ulster counties and Belfast. It is signed on behalf of the United Irish League by Joseph Devlin and on behalf of Sinn Féin by Eamon de Valera, and dated April 6th, 1921. Death of Irish prelate, we regret very deeply to announce the death of His Grace, the Most Reverend Dr. William Walsh, Archbishop of Dublin and Prime of Ireland, which took place yesterday at his palace, Drumcondra. Born in Dublin in 1841, he was appointed Archbishop of Dublin in 1885. For many years, he was a consistent, though often critical, supporter of the national movement. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. As partition approached, Devlin and de Valera sought to unite the divided forces of Northern nationalism on a joint platform of abstentionism and Irish self-determination in the forthcoming PR elections. Sinn Féin nominated its leaders, de Valera, Collins and Griffith, for Northern seats, while Devlin reported great difficulty in arousing any enthusiasm among his supporters. Archbishop Walsh's last intervention into politics in 1917 had been to attack the embattled Redmondites over partition.